Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In the upper reaches of Memory Grove, along City Creek, on the edge of downtown Salt Lake City, dog walkers and hikers often stumble across the ruins of the old witch's cabin. Ghost stories about the ruins include disembodied lights and voices. Sometimes there is a bride, sometimes a witch, and sometimes a witch that turns into a tree. In reality, these stone ruins are the remnants of a home in nearby grist mill that used the running waters of City Creek to process wheat. Called the Empire Mill, the original structure was built in 1862 by architect Frederick Kessler for Brigham Young. It processed grain donated by LDS church members as part of their tithing, and the resulting flour was sold to raise funds for the church. The mill was three stories tall with a stone foundation and wood frame superstructure. A massive 30-foot diameter water wheel powered the machinery using the flow of City Creek. It produced 100 sacks of flour a day with its two pairs of grinding stones. Next to the mill was a house, garden, and orchard belonging to the Sudbury family who ran the mill. On May 22, 1883, the mill burned to the ground, destroying $8,000 worth of wheat and flour. That's about $235,000 today. After the fire, the city of Salt Lake purchased part of City Creek Canyon from the Young family in 1902, including the ruins of the Empire Mill and Sudbury House, and they built a bandstand on the foundation in 1914 as part of the grand opening of the new City Creek Boulevard. Today, the area is a dog park and bike trail. The ruins are imagined as the home of spooks and witches, but once upon a time, the Sudbury House, Empire Mill, and adjacent City Creek played a critically important role in the early Mormon economy. Throughout the 1920s, the ruins became known as Sudbury's Flat, a popular spot for picnics. But by the 1970s, memory of the mill and house were mostly forgotten. For better or for worse, the urban legends of hauntings became more prevalent, and the rich history of how City Creek's water helped feed the early Mormon settlers was lost. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by Rachel Quist of Rachel's SLC History. Find sources and past episodes at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.